This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
All right, welcome back, everybody. Tobin and Leroy here with you on 104.3 FM, WQAM. Streaming live on YouTube and Twitch, 104.3 WQAM on YouTube, Twitch. It's Miami 104.3 WQAM. Go subscribe today. You guys can check us out. Joe Rose streaming live for you every day, 6 to 10. You had Mike McDaniel on this morning. Man, Mike McDaniel, really, when he doesn't want to answer a question, he really hits that lawnmower of ums and ahs, huh? You guys can go check that out. Hockman, Crowder, Solana. Catch their clips there as well. Sports Day every weekend. We got Game Day Uncensored coming your way on Sunday. It's all happening for us, baby. But let us get to the mixed bag. Take a little look around the NFL and Joe Burrow hoping for a better season last year. Certainly a better start than last year. Here's what he had to say on how he's feeling going into this year.
I mean, I'm very confident. My body's in a place that it hasn't been in years past. So for me personally, I'm excited about that opportunity. You know, we're treating it like any other game. We're not doing anything differently. Obviously, there's an emphasis on the start of this season and then having to win some of these games early. But that comes down to Sundays. Our prep has always been excellent, in my opinion. You know, we're going to have the right game plan because we have great coaches and we're going to know what we're doing when we're out there because, you know, we put in the work. It's just about going out and executing those plays and doing the right things on Sunday.
Whatever, Joe. Guy needs more haters, man. Joe Burrow. Sick of him.
Is he one of the few people that he'll go his whole career and may not have a whole lot of success, but people would love him?
Kind of feels like, I don't know, maybe this is the year, but yeah, guy needs more haters, man. I'm telling you.
Why you want to hate on him?
I don't know. I just do. Because I just feel like you got nobody hating on him. And I think like everybody.
You know why?
Wait.
You know why?
Because he's not a hater.
He's in Cincinnati.
I think that's what it is.
If he was in Dallas or if he was in New
Lamar
York.
Lamar Jackson's got haters. Josh Allen's got haters. But even hater? Patrick Mahomes for his voice has haters.
Well, that's
Joe Burrow's got no haters, dude. I think he needs more haters.
He's a level loser.
He's not a loser.
He's not. I mean, his team.
He's not a winner.
And you love Joe Burrow. I mean, because he got a team that had no business in the Super Bowl. He led them to a Super Bowl.
And he got them to an AFC title game the following year. Could have won. Yes. He's not, you know. I don't see why they hate Joe Burrow.
This is my point. Nobody.
He just says, for every person that loves Aaron Rodgers, you think there's a Leroy out there. Why does Joe Burrow not have a Leroy?
He's got no haters. I don't know.
Because he plays in Cincinnati.
Everybody says he's the best, but everybody, you know, like, ah, he had a bad start. It's not his fault. Joe Burrow, we all love him.
I would just say because he's in Cincinnati. Like, there's certain places, Like, I was just watching the top five over there, and they said Justin Herbert is in the top five of guys who are going to take that next elite status step.
Oh, yeah?
And I'm like, how? Has the most pass TDs in the history of the Cowboys-Eagles rivalry. Ooh.
Cam Ward. This is Cam on going into his first NFL start. What do you have to say?
I just view it as doing my job, I would say. I think Tennessee took me for a reason, you know, that, you know, I'm capable of throwing the ball and leading the offense, you know, to score a lot of points. And, you know, I'm just trying to do my 111. Everybody has a job in our offense. Everybody got to contribute to, you know, hopefully coming out of there with a win.
There you go. I think I'm taking the Titans to win the division.
He's another guy that's easily likable.
Easily likable.
Yes.
Definitely.
Oh, wait. So wait a minute.
Easily likable.
So wait a minute.
I said another guy, and I would say Joe Burrow. I put Joe Burrow in there. I think Joe Burrow is easily likable. The kind of swag that he comes with, he backs it up.
Can
so,
I
yeah.
You, can I let me ask you this then, Toby?
Sure.
Yep.
And then, you know, both of you. Because I know you're Team Tua. But it's a little bit of part of you just like, we could have had him.
Joe Burrow?
Yeah.
Yeah, but they didn't.
But I'm just saying, is that
could have had Justin Herbert.
Could have,
yeah.
But Burrow is better.
You guys are looking at ahead to my schedule, you know.
Oh, I can't wait for this, man.
Yeah, a couple.
But I'm just saying, it feels like there's a little like, you know, lover's remorse.
I think you know with I don't think it's lover's remorse. I'm just like, you know, like everybody, it feels like they deal with stuff for the guys who haven't won. And Joe Burrow, he's just got no haters, dude. I don't know what the deal is.
Right.
You know, it's just it feel like he gets to skate. You know, and even in that division.
The question is this. When is Joe Burrow going to take the heat like all other quarterbacks eventually do? I mean, think about it. We can go back as far as Peyton Manning.
When he's to blame.
Yeah, okay.
Well, I mean, a man, was he to blame?
But as long as he plays for Cincinnati, he won't be the blame.
Yeah, you're always going to blame ownership, or you're going to blame
the defense.
The defense.
Right.
Or the O-line. They've been trying to fix that O-line his whole career. Maybe run faster.
I know you're not talking about quarterback running faster.
Oh, my goodness. Dude. Wait.
Frog boy like, will be flopping out of nowhere.
Wait. What was that? You know Marcos would be like, mm-mm. Nope. Mm-mm.
Speaking of a guy who can't run fast, Matthew Stafford. This is what he had to say on his back injury going into week one.
Oh, I'm going to go play the game. Whatever happens, happens. I'm playing like I always play. I got no issues with, you know, a physical game. Obviously, would love to stay as clean as possible, but, you know, I'm not thinking twice about that at all. I'm out there ready to go play.
He sounds like Joe Burrow.
All intangibles don't sound alike, dude.
No, I'm not saying he sounds like Joe Burrow, though.
Maybe Joe Burrow sounds like him.
Oh, Joe Burrow sounds like him.
Be Joe Burrow in the Super Bowl.
Yep.
So, Jordan Love. This is what he feels the championship.
Wow,
I'll take my minus one.
The what?
I meant to say championship.
Minus one.
Wow.
I was trying to say championship.
That's it.
I was trying to say championship aspirations.
Wow, he got
two. But I got, woo! Woo!
Wow.
Sorry.
Hey.
Ooh, man.
Standing eight count. In the corner.
That was a tumbling dry.
Oh, no, Tobin, standing eight count. I think the word was championship.
We're going to see if the ref lets him continue here.
Woof. You know, Bob, there was two parts to that what he was trying to get through. He didn't even get to the second word.
Here's Jordan Love on the Packers' championship aspirations now that they have Micah Parsons.
That's always the mindset, is go out there and want to compete for a Super Bowl. You know, it starts with the NFC North, but adding a player like that, you know, to a, you know, defense who I already thought was really good. So I'm just excited to see it. But at the end of the day, it always comes back to us. We got to go out there, make plays, execute. You know, a roster, who you got on it doesn't win you games. So we got to go out there and make those plays.
Timbo Slice says, Tobin hit the cha-cha slide on that one. That was embarrassing. I haven't been that embarrassed.
One time.
Point.
Slide to your left. Slide to your right.
Nick T says, can we please clip that? I'm sure it's already done. I'm sure it's.
It's ready.
Oof. Silly Sauce says words. Nick T says, was that Tobin's Adam Sandler? I apologize. Jeez.
I mean, like, I didn't even realize you were going through some issues.
Oh, I knew it, but I'm happy he was accountable.
I was stuck in the blocks.
Right, and he took accountability for his
D Sizzle. You know who can't pronounce championship aspirations?
Mm-hmm.
The Dolphins.
That's true. That's true.
Point.
Hey.
Twitcher.
Well,
I have this is a serious question too. I don't tell you how to fan, right? I mean, I criticize, but do you? But my question is, if you're a fan of a team, why is everybody so negative all the time? Like, if you're a fan and you want your team to win, where's the hope? You have none? Like,
I don't think this year connotes hope. I don't think it
yeah,
does.
Yeah, but you
I think
don't,
last
listen.
Year probably connoted
Here,
hope.
So, here's what I think they'll win 10 games.
Okay.
At a minimum. And here's
at
why.
At a minimum?
Yeah. Okay. And here's why. I like the direction that they've taken offensively
mm-hmm.
with how they, you know, got some dogs on the offensive line. They're going to be more physical up front. Okay. I really like what they did on the defensive front as far as being able to come in waves. So if somebody gets hurt, you're still replacing them with a quality pass rusher. Okay. Do you have questions about the secondary? Absolutely. But if you have that front seven, you can make up for that. I like the weapons they have on offense. So I don't know. Like, it's their team. To me, the Miami Dolphins are a better football team than they were last year. Just kind of based on the approach that they've taken to play the game.
Yeah, but I think fan expectations, like, I think the pain is, like, expectations divided by results. So, like, you put yourself in a position where I think last year the expectations were way up here, the results way down here, and so people were really pissed off. So I think people are just more guarded this year.
I mean, but you've been that way for a while.
Yeah.
This is not a situation where I say, okay, this is this year. I mean, ever since I've been down here, it's been the same thing. When Dan Marino was a quarterback, the complaint was, can't get us past the first round.
Yeah, well, not for nothing, dude. 25 years is a long time. It's longer than anybody else in the NFL for playoff playoff
even
wins.
The Cleveland Browns won it.
Yeah, the Lions. The Lions.
I mean, the Lions.
The Lions.
Who else?
Do you know how many greats they've retired? The Lions, Leroy.
Yeah, I get it. I understand, but – like, are we ever going to, like, I guess I would say fans don't have, do you want your team to win?
Of course, but.
That's all I'm trying to get
it's
at.
It's a guarded heart. I'm telling you, last year people came in very fired up.
Right.
They were dreadful. And as far as, some things happened along the way, but it was also, you know, people invested in Tua, you know, people who did want to believe in him. And, like, the worst thing happened, he got hurt because it was, like, your right. biggest fear is, like, hey, let's not have a healthy mm-hmm. season. And so now people are like, you know what, dude? Okay, now this regime is in. You got to show them. And that's what their whole little mantra is. They talk, we do. They better go do because people are tired of putting themselves out there like that because they looked a fool. And the other thing that was interesting about this little regime here, not everybody, but for the most part, the faces of the team, everybody said, they're all speed. They're all style. There's no substance.
Right.
Completely true.
And I would say that the hope is that they've built this team with a little more substance.
Yes.
Your substance is your offense and defensive line. That's your substance in football.
Mm-hmm.
If you can play well in those two areas of the game, offense and defensive line, you're always going to have a chance. Even if you don't have the skill players. Now, these guys do have the skill players. So, I'm more positive about it, and I've been this way the whole camp, simply because I see a different style. I'm starting to see or get an idea of the style of football that Mike McDaniel has played in all of his other stops. right? Like, to start off with a 15-play drive with no penalties, we'd have like a 13, 14-play drive.
Talking about preseason, bro?
I'm just saying, the attitude. The attitude, you can change the attitude regardless of where you're playing. And so to see that, I'm like, yeah, okay.
Yeah, I would
this
like
is different.
I think keeping it at an arm's distance is fair. I also think things have gotten crazy. Like, I think this, like the way we reacted to that Lions practice, people were right. jumping off a bridge over a joint practice. None of us saw it. And everybody was like, oh my God, that was the worst practice ever.
Yeah. Somebody, if this was a business that was a mom and pop, we would be bankrupt after 25 years. I wouldn't say bankrupt. I would just say you haven't made enough at that point to retire.
Well, I think right now what the problem is that your rich parents, you know, who just keep, you know, giving you money after money after money, enables bad behavior.
Correct.
And so I think people are looking at, like, where's the accountability on it? And right. So this is kind of the last stand
so,
for these guys.
So
we'll
even,
see what they do.
Even with the Marlins. We've watched the Marlins, but we've gotten to a point now that we see the direction that they're going. It looks positive to this point. They've given us a little bit, you know, in stretches, but just not consistent enough. Like, yeah, but you still feel good about where the team's headed.
Yeah, but nobody on the Marlins is locked in as a face of the franchise other than Sandy. Like, everybody else is making peanuts. Like, nobody would feel this way if it was, you know, on rookie deals and all that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
We'll take a break. Get you caught up with your headlines. More to come back after this.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Every week on the Moth Podcast, we share stories that are funny, strange, heartbreaking, and above all, true.
I myself have been married for 56 years. Unfortunately, to four different women.
It turns out the people I was looking for all my life is what you people would call nerds.
Follow and listen to The Moth on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.